I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Youth sports are gearing up for a fall season with some continuing adaptations and precautions in place due to the pandemic. Dr. Shane Wolf is here to talk about youth sports this season. Dr. Wolf is a professor of orthopedics and he's chief of sports medicine at MUSC Health. Dr. Wolf, from your perspective, what is the value or what are the benefits for children being involved in youth sports?
There's the physical aspect, staying fit, maintaining good body weight, building muscle, building stronger bones, and that's been well proven. There's also a psychological aspect, the socialization, reduction in anxiety and depression among youth of all ages, and learning to interact and compete together as a team builds relationships and builds skills that are used throughout life.
What's going on in our state as far as returning to youth sports? What are you hearing about various sports for kids all across South Carolina? What's going on?
It's been a challenging year as we work through COVID in 2020 and 2021. For the upcoming school year, for the most part, what we're seeing is we're moving back toward competition, particularly at the school level. We now have our fall high school football schedule in hand. We're going to start looking at game coverage starting in August. And at least for now, we anticipate that we'll move forward with a heightened sense of caution, managing the risks by abiding by the precautions that were in place last year for the most part, but moving forward back to something more similar to what we had prior to COVID.
And how might youth sports be different this fall moving forward?
Well, I think the important thing for everyone to realize is coronavirus isn't gone, and we still have to be vigilant and mindful, follow local trends and local guidance, follow CDC guidance, because as we've experienced for the past year, the risk and the concerns do change, and it changes from week to week, month to month. So we just need to all continue to pay attention to that and adapt as need be.
What do we need to know about returning to youth sports right now for kids who are not vaccinated?
Bobby, I think the first thing to consider is that we are still on the tail end of what we consider the height of the pandemic, and we still need to take precautions. The basics of hand hygiene, using hand sanitizer, being cautious about group huddles and interactions that are, you know, within 3 feet or 6 feet on the field or on the court. And obviously, sometimes in sports, that's more difficult. Outdoor sports such as soccer, lacrosse, or football are probably a bit different than things like wrestling or close contact type activities. But if you're sick, if you're not feeling well, you shouldn't participate. When kids show up, they need to continue to have a symptom check. The athletic trainers or the coaches can assist with that, or the parents and the coaches if it's a recreational league. And those things are still going to be important. I think we can minimize the risk of having an impact if we continue to employ those precautions. And the other things that are important, Bobby, not sharing water bottles, being really cautious about interactions where people who are coughing or sneezing and things like that. So we still need to maintain those same precautions, and that can considerably reduce the risk and keep it safe for everybody.
Dr. Wolf, thanks for this information about youth sports.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.